The circus performer who walks the tightrope understands that one skill is needed more than any other, and it is balance.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
I remember watching the women's marathon at the Summer Olympics in 1984. One competitor still stands out in my mind. She entered the Coliseum for the last lap, completely dehydrated and off balance, listing to her left side and swinging her right hand. Almost unconscious, she ran the entire lap this way and then fell across the finish line into the arms of the race officials. Well, there are men and women today in the same condition, completely out of balance, just struggling to get across the finish line. During my 14 years at USC School of Medicine, I saw a pattern in the lives of young medical students that demonstrated this imbalance dramatically. During the first or second year, the students threw every energy into their work, to the absolute exclusion of everything else. At first, it seemed like a workable approach, but by the third year, their spouses began to realize that they had been replaced by the profession of medicine. And that's when marital conflict and divorce became pandemic among the students. It doesn't matter how noble the reason for the imbalance, its consequences are just as destructive. In short, we have to set a pace for ourselves that we can keep for a lifetime.
Need Dr. Dobson? Reach him at MyFamilyTalk.com.